I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast. Nothing new to report today. I don't know if you can tell, but it's echoey as shit in my room because there's nothing on the walls. I don't know if you heard. All right. Well, I already fucked up the intro, so I don't know if you've listened at 190 or 191, whatever the one before this is. But I was taking shit off my walls, and that includes the soundproofing. And what a fucking mess, dude. Oh, Lord. But anyway, so it's very echoey in here. It's so weird. It makes you feel kind of sad, actually. It's echoey. It's empty because I'm leaving. That's so sad, dude. Damn. Yeah, nothing more to report. I'm just getting all my shit packed. So followed the plan really well. So I'm pretty much done packing. I just have to clean all this shit off the walls and hopefully repair the walls soon. Probably not going to happen before I leave because I don't even know what I'm doing with that shit. So I'll have to seek some help. But Sean, you can't help me out, Dan. So I think... Anyway, everything's fine. So tomorrow I'll work on that and cleaning, and then Tuesday I'm going to get all my shit and put it in the garage so that on Wednesday morning I can grab all my shit from the garage. I can back up the truck to the garage door, so it's like I'm putting the truck where my shit is, so it's a very easy load and shouldn't take more than an hour, honestly. So that's very exciting. So take an hour there and then run one trip in the truck to my storage shed, grab some shit from there, put it in, and then go to my house. And then hopefully by then I can get my keys and move in. And so that's the plan. Then Wednesday, Thursday, I probably just will take off work and then spend that time getting my life in this new place on track. So just get everything set up and ready to go. Haven't decided if I'm going to take the whole week off yet or if I'm just going to take 2 days. For sure it's 1 day, obviously, but a second day I'm 80% sure, and then a third day I don't know, we'll see. Don't want to use that, so I get PTO every pay period, so every 2 weeks, pretty much get a day off every 2 weeks, which is cool. So don't want to use everything that I've got, or half of it, but I also don't want to put myself into a shitty situation by rushing to get things done that don't need to be rushed to get done. So yeah, that's that. Nothing much to report. I did get Alex Hormozi's $100 million leads book in the mail today, so that's very exciting. I didn't realize how big of a book this was, so I'm very excited to dive in and learn more about that. But above all else, I'm excited to get my own place and have the seclusion and focus to work on everything that I'm trying to work on. And I think it's just a whole new chapter of life, and it's a whole new thing for me to just dial in to and dive deep. There's a lot of things changing in my life, and I'm very excited for them. And one of those things is going to have to be accepting that this is the life I chose. These are the responsibilities that I need to take care of. And if I'm going to get to where I say I'm going to get to and actually make this podcast something that has a good ending, you know, if I get to the end of 20 years and it's still me talking about some random bullshit, then I failed. So I think it's a bigger failure in and of itself if I go 20 years and don't change anything to grow or to be better. So anyway, you know, it's just about coming to terms with the life that I chose, that I'm choosing, that I actively choose and commit to daily, and the responsibilities that come with it and what's required probably for the next 10, 20, hopefully not longer than that, years to get to where I want to go. There's a lot of things that I want to do, and I'm totally okay, and I've accepted the payment required. So if that payment is I only have 100 days off in the next 20 years, then that's fine. If that payment is missing a lot of holidays or birthdays or date nights or whatever, that's just what I'm paying. And I don't want to say that this is number one priority over everything, like my goals and my dreams and everything. I wouldn't say it's over everything because, and I don't know how to word it to make it make sense, because priorities, I think, they're individual. I don't think you can have two of the same priority that are the same importance necessarily. but I don't know. This is always going to be a top priority. I wouldn't say it's number one. It's always going to be a top because there's obvious. For example, I'm going to give you an extreme example. If I got a phone call and said a family member was in the hospital, I'm going to the hospital. And that's top priority. But generally speaking, this is it for me. And so any distractions or anything that come my way, I've gotten really good actually at recognizing what's just kind of bullshit, what's actually going to help me and what I should kind of invest my time into, kind of. And learning and growing with that, obviously, but there's just, I've almost designed my life perfectly at this current place and time to be perfect for the route that I've chosen, which is very cool. And a lot of people do this with a lot more responsibility, a lot more things to take care of than me, and they're just fine. And they make it, and they grind it out, and they're great. And to think that I have quite an advantage because I don't have kids, I don't have a wife, I don't have certain responsibilities, I don't have, I don't know, whatever the fuck other people have, school, I don't know. I just got 3 jobs and, you know, I don't know, 70 hours biweekly to dedicate to making my dreams become a reality. And I don't really have that desire, like I've said a million times, to go make friends and hang out with friends and go whatever. I'd rather sit at home and either read or record a show or learn more and build something. You know, that's just me. So yeah, I've designed my life pretty well around where I'm trying to go, which is very cool. And I feel confident saying that if something comes in kind of like the pathway or kind of interrupts what I'm doing, it would be really easy for me to be like, okay, well, it sucks, but I got to keep going. So whatever. So I feel really confident about that, whether that's, you know, friends or maybe family's trying to do something with me or maybe, a different opportunity comes around and I'm just like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry that this isn't working out, but I'm peacing. I got to focus on me, you know? So it feels cool to say that with confidence because I remember when I moved to Arizona, got my own place for the first time, I was so excited. I had the same excitement that I do now, that I would have all this time to work on my shit, but I didn't have the discipline to work on my shit. And so I didn't do anything. And I did let a lot of things get in the way. You know, I let certain things take priority. I let certain people come into my life and steal my attention and drive and everything. And I don't want to do that ever again. So anyway, it's cool to be in a similar, phase in life where I'm moving again and I got a lot of things coming down the pipeline. And I'm now someone who is able to receive the things that are in the pipeline, such as, well, actually, I don't even know where I'm going with that. I'm just talking to my ass. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm just excited. So I know I've committed to a lot, and I know that the next 5-10 years are going to be one hell of a ride. But we got the podcast to document every single day of it all. So that's it. So it's April 28th, 8:53 p.m., 2024, sitting in my empty room here. Let's see, got two more shows in this house, in this room. And that concludes that little chapter. So anyway, thanks for listening. Peace out. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.